discussing the different opinions regarding Tom Kiker, and the basic idea that we're exploring is the notion that midoraisa, we have a concept of bitul berov, chad betray bottle, but we know that in certain types of mixtures we require shishim, sometimes in Yarbon and sometimes deraisa. We assume Tom Kiker is deraisa, so we've been saying till now is when we have a tarobus, meaning when there's two different items that are not the, they don't have the same taste, and therefore when they mix together, the taste of one, the taste of the Dabra also impacts the Dabra Mutter, so then we might require Shishim Doraisa, because we say Tom Kiker, if we hold that Tom Kiker is Doraisa, that's by Min Mishen Amino. We have a mixture where the flavor is going to sort of take over, the also the forbidden flavor is going to take over, and therefore, in effect, like I said a few times, Tom Kiker prevents bittul, so to speak, right? In other words, if we assume Tom Kiker, the presence of flavor prevents bittul, because we say that there's no bittul when the iser, number also is nikar. So we had that implied already in the Mishnah, right? When you can tell what it is, let's say I happen to know that the non-kosher piece of meat or the non-kosher soup or whatever is this color. And the other thing is that color, so you can't say we have a tarobis, you know, that... why the regulars would beat the road, you can tell what's what. If you know that the non-kosher meat is this shape and the kosher meat is that shape or whatever, when it's nicker, when one can distinguish, so then we don't say that it's simply bought the barov. However, when we're chiddush, our chiddush, so to speak, if we assume Tom Kiker, is that even Tom sort of counts as a distinguishing factor, so they have a flavor, so that's also a form of the isser being identifiable. Today, we're introduced to something else that's going to throw a different perspective. Hopefully, sort of in the cards, you know, to look them over to see what it says in the Shulchan Aruch, really, in the very beginning of Sif Aleph here in Sadiches. And that is the role played when you have a shame, when you have a different name, when there are two. The items may taste similar, but they have a different name. There's a different. This is called. At the very beginning, this is called Chelev, and this is called Basav. Well, take a look at the opening line of the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tzadiches here. Again, we read Sif Aleph already, but looking back now, it says Isur Shenisarav Behetter Min B'Sheino Mino Kegon Chelev Shenisarav B'Basar. That's the case, right? You have Isur and Behetter; they got mixed together. Min B'Sheino Mino. What's the example of the Kegon Chelev Shenisarav B'Basar? So the Taz says right away, it's Chelev. Because part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's sense of humor is that he spelled Cholav and Chelav the same way, without vowels. So sometimes it's confusion. There's confusion that reigns. So the Taz tells us in Kot Nalev, it's been said, it's Chelav. Chelav the Tarba. Okay, Tarba is the Aramaic word for Chelav. It's a type of fat. Okay? It's Tarba b'Bisro. Two different things. There's Chelav and there's meat. So that's Havin Min B'Ein Amino. Ain Kosov Isosov L'Kaman B'Simin Zeh B'Shem Ha'Ogur R'Shal B'Shem Ha'Rosh. Or as a rule, paragraph Simon Lamed Aleph. So the Taz says that the Chelev, it's Chelev Shnisar Behetter. By the way, it can't be Cholav. Even without the Taz, we would be able to figure out ourselves, having learned how it's supposed to be Cholav, that even if we didn't know that it said Chelev, it has to be Chelev because the language of the Shulchan Aruch is Isser Shnisar Behetter. We already learned, right? I mean, Cholav and Basar is not Isser Shnisar Behetter. Basar Cholav is Heter Shnisar Behetter, but the result is also, right? So we know that anyway. But anyway, that's what the Taz tells us. But the Taz is driving at something else by saying that's called Min Be'eno Mino. Okay? The Shaf doesn't disagree. The Shaf says in Sikran Av also, Mashma Dehainu Chelev Betzere, Dehainu Tarba, Dehain Mashma Betur. Okay? He says, and therefore, in Cain, Das Hatur Be'esotzer, the Tam Chelev U Basar Eno Shaber. Okay, obviously, if it's called Mino Mino, says the Shah, then it must be, the assumption must be that Chelev and Basar don't taste alike. That the fat and the meat don't taste alike. That's what the Shah says. In other words, if we're calling this Min B'Sheino Mino, again, the simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch, before we learn anything else, right? The simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch is Min B'Sheino, Isur Shnisar Behetev Min B'Sheino Mino, Kegon Chelev Shnisar B'Basar. So the Shah says, logically, well, if that's called Min B'Sheino Mino, that's the example, that's Min B'Sheino Mino. So obviously Chelev, with the Tzeret, Chelev and Basar, or Tarva and Bisra and Aramei, fat and meat, don't have the same flavor. The Tam Chelev Basar, Eino Shomer. The Chei Mashmu Divei Shar Poskim, and that's, it seems to be the position of most Poskim. Okay, as we'll see a little bit later, as we'll read now, Abba Ravan, one of the Bishon Ravan Kosov, B'Tshuva, B'Simen Beis, That's really that Tosus and Avodah Zarah and Daf Samach Zayin says this also. That long Tosus that starts in Samach Zayin Aleph, go over to Samach Zayin Beis, we discussed already a few times. So that Tosus also implies like that. The Chelev Ubasar Tamam Shoveh. It sounds from over there that Chelev tastes the same as meat. So therefore, Vitzarah is had to say, Vitzarah Lomar Demayr Bibasar Shomein. Now that's talking about when it's Basar Shomein, fatty meat. Meat that's especially fatty, that's taka the same flavor as chelev, because chelev is also fat. But meat that's meat, a regular meat, ordinary meat that's not particularly fatty, that's going to be different than chelev. Okay, so that's what the shach is saying. You have to be saying that the shohar is saying that chelev and basar don't taste alike. That ravatz, he sets up a circumstance of a kimta, so to speak, where no, that he's talking about a tosin and avodah zarah. They were talking about when they say chelev and basar taste the same. That's not regular basar. That's basar shomei. That's a meat that's especially fatty. And we have sometimes you get a fatty piece of meat that tastes a little different than a regular piece of meat. Yeah.
So the Ravad's saying that it's still meat b'shen amino because they have different names.
Oh, one second. Good. So that's exactly what leads us right into what it's talking about now.
Is that that's not what the
Shach
is saying, though?
Well, that's not what the Shach is saying. No, let's see, okay. The issue is, yeah, apparently there was something else we have to take into account here, and that is the name. Chelev and Basar are two different things. And the Shach is saying, but we don't really care so much about the name, but the Rabban does seem to care. You know, he's talking about a different case. That's what he's saying. Let's see. So what's the idea of the name? So that's what I showed you on the sheet, is the Gemara in Avodah Zarah also, Taf Samech Vav Mer Aleph. The first of the sources, the Gemara talks about Chamra Atika, old wine, aged wine, right? Good old wine. Okay, for people like that stuff. Beinve, okay, mixed with grapes, or let's say grape juice. You have old wine, you have aged wine with grape juice. So Dibre HaKoyim, and it's talking to Avodah Zarah, it's talking about Yayin Mesech. It's talking about wine that's not kosher. Wine was used for Avodah Zarah purposes. That's the context there, Yayin Mesem. So Chamra Atika, says Rashi, Tamo Nikar Ba'anovin. Aged wine tastes significantly different than the grapes or the grape juice. Okay, it's a different flavor. So says the Gemara, Dibre HaKol B'no Sentam. Again, we're talking about wine, which was Yayin Mesech, that got mixed in with other grape juice, or grapes, let's assume grape juice, okay, gets mixed in. So then how do we assess in terms of the tarovah? So it says, Dibre HaKol, but no same time. Okay, Rashi explains, Tamo Nikar Ba'anovim, Chamra Atika, old wine, aged wine, tastes differently than the grape juice, okay? And now then, it's obviously a case of Min B'Shein Omino, because it's a different flavor, that's what I was saying. Tamo Nikar, the flavor is not the same, it's Min B'Shein Omino. Okay, and also has a different name. This is called wine, that's called grape. Okay, so that's certainly min b'shein omino, and therefore it's b'no se tam, okay, and that's dibre hakol. But what about chamra chadito, freshly squeezed wine? Okay, freshly squeezed wine. So they're b'anav with grapes. They're already, the flavor is not the same. I mean, it's not different. The flavor is very, very similar. Okay, freshly squeezed wine and grapes, pressed grapes, so that's more or less the same flavor. So here we have a machlokes Abaye and Rava. Okay, chamra chadati, Abaye Omar b'mashahu, Rava Omar b'no sentam. Abaye says it's also any kind of mix, also b'mashahu, and Rava says b'no sentam. Okay, let's look at Rashi, chamra second source, chamra chadati b'no sentam. B'chol hechadit b'no sentam, ve'i tam amikar. Habashur b'shishim. So Rashi says over here in Avodah Zarah, Samavom, and all of a sudden we've said already a few times, Rashi said a few places, that when we can't tell the first 60 shishim is the amount. So the Gemara explains, back in the Gemara. So the Gemara explains, Abaye Omar Mashu Bosar Taima Azlina. Okay, Abaye is of the opinion that when we're dealing with new, so we consider the ikker in terms of determining whether something is min bimino or min b'shein amino is bosar taima azlina. We have to consider the flavor. So here, idi v'idi chad taimahu. Here, the newly pressed wine, new wine, and grapes, grape flavor is the same thing. So that's called, therefore it's min bimino, and min bimino b'mashu. Okay, min bimino is also b'mashu, at least when we're talking about Yayin Mesech. Come back to that point. Min Mino is Osir Ibn Mashu. So therefore, Abaye says, listen, this is not going to be called Min B'Shein Omino. Okay, because basar taima azlinon. We have to consider the flavor, and in determining whether something is min b'mino or min b'she'in o'mino, Abaya says, which is what we've sort of been assuming till now, is you have to consider the flavor, and since the flavor of this newly pressed wine and the flavor of grapes are the same thing, so therefore this is a case of min b'mino is mashu. So Abaya says we go basar taima. So since new wine is min b'mino, so it's also mashu. But Rabba Amar, okay, Rabba Amar ben Osin Tam. No, Rabba says it's not also mashu, it's also ben Osin Tam, which Rashi says it's shishim is going to be the factor. Why? Because basar shmo azlinam. Rabba says basar shmo azlinam. Okay, so therefore, this is going to be a case of min b'she'en o'mino. Even though the flavor is the same, says Rabba, you're right, the flavor is the same. But there is still a significant distinction. This is called wine, and that's called grapes. And that's not the same thing. The fact that the flavor is the same, okay, but now we're being introduced, according to Rabba, to another factor. In other words, there is something else which will prevent us from applying the regular rule of bittul baro. Again, we started this year and we said, the Torah says, acharat mahatos, chad betrei bata, right? There's bittul baro. Good. All right, so then we said, Tom can sort of prevent bittul from taking over and going into effect. Tom can prevent bittul from working. Now we're saying there's something else also. Shame, a different name. And the logic would seem to be that if it has a different shame, a different name, so that indicates that there's still some independent identity to this item. Okay, it's not a mixture of wine and grape juice. All right, they're two different things. They happen to be blended together right now, but there is still, you know, it has independent status, so to speak. Okay, so therefore, that's also going to, in other words, even when it's mixed together, the item retains some sort of independent status, and that's going to prevent us from saying that bittul, when does bittul work? I have a piece of meat and another piece of meat. What happens? Because the only difference is it's a halachic difference. They're both pieces of steak. Okay, I have three pieces of steak, two kosher pieces of steak and one trade piece of steak. This is called steak, that's called steak. They taste the same, they look the same, they're called the same thing. That's what we talk about bittul, right? Because there's nothing distinguishing. There's nothing more than a halachic distinction. It happens to be this is basar nevela and this is basar shchuta. Okay, but other than that, in terms of halakhically, other than the halakhic distinction, there's no other distinction. However, when you have a mixture of something where it retains it different items in the sense that, again, we said it appears different, it smells different, so not only tastes different, but it has an independent shem. That's what Rava says, so basar shmozinim, v'hai shmolechud, v'hai shmolechud. Says the Gemara, each one has its own name. Bahavale min b'she'en o'mino. So then it's taka qualifies as min b'she'en o'mino or min b'she'en o'mino. No sentam. So then we follow min b'she'en o'mino is no sentam. Okay. So there's a difference, and therefore it works with shishim. So that's what's introduced to us in this Gemara in Avodah Zarah on Samech Vav Amud Aleph, that there's another factor to take into account in determining whether we can say bittul, and that is the shame of the item. Now, we need to understand, because you know the sugya there is talking about Yayin Nesef. There is a later sugya in Avodah Zarah, Ayin Gimel Amud Beis, source number 3. The Gemara says Zeha Klal Min B'mino B'mashu Shelo B'mino B'mino Zentam. That's what the Gemara is referring to. Abaya and Rava were arguing. As we know, the rule is Min B'mino B'mashu, at least with regard to the Yayin. Okay, Min B'mino B'mashu Min Shelo B'mino is B'mino Zentam. Okay, the argument of Abaya and Rava is how do we determine whether something is min b'mino or what other factors are taken into account in determining whether something is min b'mino or something is min b'she'en o'mino. So the Gemara in Ayin Gimel says, Zeh akal min b'mino ma'ashu shol b'mino rosentam. So Rav and Shmuel agree, in this case, Damri Tarbayu, kol isurin shevatorah b'minon b'mashu shol b'mino b'mino rosentam. Rav and Shmuel said this is a blanket rule in Kol HaTorah Kula. In Kol HaTorah Kula, not just by Yayin, this is a general rule, that Kol Yisurin Shebatorah, if it's a mixture of Mino, it's also a Mashu, it's Shalom Mino Nosin Tam. And when it says in the Chazan, the Mishnah, it's really a Mishnah, Zeh HaKlal Osuyamai, Lasuya Kol Yisurin Shebatorah, the particular Mishnah, was talking about Yayin Nesek. Okay, but when it says Zeh HaKlal always introduces a general rule that's not included in the previous rule. So Zeh HaKlal extends the rule from what do you call it, from Yayin Nesach to call Yisur and Shabbat Torah. As Rashi says, so it's for Zakal, the Masnissin, the Mishum Yayin Nesach, it says Yayin specifically in the Mishnah, so it comes to include Kol Yisur and Shabbat Torah. But, significantly, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, Dan Mitarvai, who here, it's interesting, Rav and Shmuel both agree one way, and Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, who often argue, agree together against Rav and Shmuel. Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, Dan Mitarvai, Kol Yisur and Shabbat Torah, Bein b'mina bein shalom, minim minos sim tam. Okay, no. Kol Yisur and Shabbat Torah, whether it's mina or shalom mino, it's minos sim tam. Chutz mi tevel v'yayin nesech. Exception of tevel and yayin nesech. B'mina b'mashu shalom minim minos sim tam. V'zakal asuye tevel. Okay, yayin nesech, again, it doesn't have to be included. It's already mentioned. Okay, but the tevel also, the rule is that it's also b'mashu. Basically, the Yochanan and Reish Lakish are arguing that by min b'mino, it's not osur mashu. It's also going to be benos in tam. It's not osur mashu. Only thing that's osur mashu is tevel and yayin nesach. Okay. Now, so it's an interesting question because we have a debate between Rav and Shmuel on one side and the Yochanan and Reish Lakish on the other side. If you take a look in source 5, the Ran, there in Avodah Zarah, Lamed Vav Amud Beis in the page of the Rif, the Masach Chutz mitevel. The Ran writes, in halacha, the Pultayu, the Rav and Shmuel, the Yochanan and Reish Lakish, Kaimalon can be Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Rav, the Ran writes that in this machlokes between Rav and Shmuel on one side, and Yochanan Reish Lakish on the other side, we pass like Yochanan Reish Lakish. Mishum de plutayu taya bepluta rabban Rabbi Yehuda. Because Mishum Gamliel, this goes back to the machlokes that we had, I last week. That Rabbi Yehuda, remember, Rabbi Yehuda is the one who says min bemino is never bottle. Remember that? Rabbi Yehuda said min bemino is never bottle. So this is a function of that machlokes, says the Ran. Okay, because this machlokes Rav and Shmuel versus Yochanan Reish Lakish is really a function of machlokes Rav and Yehuda. Yehuda name of Gamliel. The Iu Amar Mishmei the Ein Dam Vatal Dam. By the case of Dam, we'll get to. I put the sources again, even though we had it already. Okay, Mishum Demin Bemino Lo Batal Kidu Bezvach Is Bezvachem Perakat Harubas Rabbanon Pliga Leshele Batal. Okay, the Kamal of Yochanan Reish Lakish Karabanon. The Kamal Kavasayo the Rabbim Dinu. The whole Svara, what does Yochanan Reish, what does Rav and Shmuel say? Rav and Shmuel say, here again, I'm going to look in source 3, and I'm going to base on what does Rav and Shmuel say, Kol Yisur and Shabbat Torah, B'minon B'mashu. It's Osir Mashu and it's Min B'mino. That's what Rav and Shmuel say. Yeah, well, that's only the leader of the Yehuda. The Yehuda is the one who says Min B'mino is Osir Mashu, right? That's what Rav and Shmuel say. Okay, they're entitled. But says the Ran, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish followed the Rabbanon, who disagreed with Yehuda. They said, no, Mimimim is not also Mashu, it's also subject to Shishim, and that's how they paskin, that's the Rabbi. It's Alokha the Yochanan Rabbah. I mean, you have Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish on one side, Rabbi Shmuel on the other side, I'm not sure what I would do. But says the Ran, since Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish are following the Rabbanon, okay, they're in line. They're aligned with the Rabbanon, and Rav and Shmuel aligned with the Yehuda. So then the Rabbanon against the Yehuda is Yochanan Rabbah, Alokha the Rabbah. And not only that, but they said Yehuda himself, he was only quoting Gamaliel. And furthermore, he gives otherwise, there was a general rule. You have to follow the Klalei Hapsak, Klalei Hora. We have a general rule, says the Ran, Rav Rabbi Yochanan, Halachah Rabbi Yochanan. Right, when you have a machlokes, Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, here it's Rav and Shmuel on one side, Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel on the other side. Well, says the Ran, when you have Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, the Halacha follows Tak Rabbi Yochanan. Even aside from the fact that Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel are following the Rabbin, the Rabbanon against him, even without that, Rav Rabbi Yochanan, Halacha Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, not only that, same thing. Of course, another Gemara, Shmuel Rabbi Yochanan, also Halacha Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, and not only that, but later on we have Rava. Okay, Rava holds like Rabbi Yochanan. Also, anyway, the Kitzer, he says that's how we paskin in this machlokas. And therefore, if you take a look, for example, in well, there are other places. So the question now is, Taka, who do we paskin? The Ran is clear that we don't paskin that. That min b'mino is osur mashu. Okay, min b'mino is not osur mashu. Rashi in Pesachim, Lamed Amud Aleph, source number 6, Amar Rava Hilchasa, says, Shema mino, the Pesach Rava Hilchasa, the Chol Yisur and Shabbat Torah min b'mashu. Okay, he learns Rava, not the way the Ran learned, but he says it's ataka osur mashu, and he says, Chayin halacha. Rashi seems to hold, at least in this location, Rashi steer a little few places, but here Rashi seems to say that we talk a paskin like a Yehuda. We talk a paskin like a Yehuda. That's how it looks like in the Rif. The Ran is talking on the Rif. Again, I don't want to spend that much time on this machlok. It's just to understand the basic sheet. So again, he says we paskin like a Yehuda. Chayin halacha, halacha like a Yehuda, that min is also mashu. And I'll tell you an interesting thing that comes out. Before I get to that, just again, here you have the sources of the machlokes. Pasuk and parshas Achrimos by the Avodas Hayom of Yom Kippurim. So you had among the different animals, you had to bring a par and a sawyer, and the blood was sprinkled separately. Okay, but then you had to mix them together and sprinkle them together, right? So it says in Pasuk Tezayin, Perek Tezayin of Vayikra, Pasuk Yurches, Yom Kippurim, V'yotam V'yachashit, Hashem V'chipra, V'lokach, Midama Por, Midama Sawyer, right? You take Midama Por, Midama Sawyer. So based on that, the Gemara says in Menachos, Chav Beis of an Olive, Gomer, Chav Beis of a Beis, right? And the Gemara talks about Dam Shenisari. Dam got mixed up with other things, and the question is Dam Mavato, Mavato water, whatever. Again, the details, we can look in the Gemara. And Yochanan says, Shnei Mikra Echadarsho, Lakach Midam Asar, Hadabar Yadua, says the Gemara, Shedamu Shopar, Merubim Midamu Shosoyer. A cow is much bigger than a goat, and therefore a lot more blood spills out of a cow in the sheft than it spills out of a goat in the sheft, in terms of physical size. And then and they put this blood together into one vessel. They can use for sprinkling. Again, first they would the Zvika from each one individually. But later they put them together, okay, and nevertheless it seems to retain its identity. It's called Bidama Par or Bidama Sawyer. What do you mean? It's there's much more power. So therefore Rabbanan said that's a Din Kutcha, Mikan Sha'olin Shane Rabatlan says Rabbi says Mikan Lamin Mino Shane Rabatlan. Okay, that was the Mukkar. Okay. And we had a Rashi here in Chulin. Also, we want to take a look on Daf Kuf Testament Aleph. The Sulo Midi, the end of the sugya that we did in Bas V'Cholov. Daf Kuf Testament Aleph. That was a sugya about Efshel Softo. So there's a long Rashi of Sulo Midi. Okay. So he says also the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, which lines up over there. But anyway, it says towards the end, he says. Rabbi Shmuel Dami Tavara Kol Yisun Shvatar Mina Mashu V'Tanya Kavas Mesem Avodazara. Right, he quotes that Gemara Avodazara Daf Ayin Gimel. V'Afal Gav Difligo Lai Beichem Reshlokish Hasam V'Tanya Rekavasayu Shamin Olavai Barav D'Basroi D'Havu Become a Rabbi Shmuel. Okay, it's again he passed it over here, and like he refers to what he said himself in Daf Lamed. So Rashi seems to hold that Mina Mina is also B'Mashu like the Sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. There's an interesting side point on this, and not everybody agrees. The Ritva, this Chidushim Tavarazar, Ayin Gimel Beis, which I printed in source number 12, the Chidush HaRitva. So he says, again, he quotes the Machlokas, and he says, we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan Shlokish, not like Rav and Shmuel. And then he wonders, why didn't the Gemara set up that alignment? Why didn't the Gemara? A lot of times the Gemara will say, you have a Machlokas Amorim, the Gemara will say, you know, Kitanoi. Right? A lot of times the Gemara will have a machlokas. I'll say Leima Ketanoi, right? He holds like him, he holds like. So the Ritva is wondering why did he do that here? It's all traced itself back to the machlokas of Yehuda and the Chacham. So why did the Gemara say it? Or even why, not only why did the Gemara say Leima Ketanoi, or why didn't the Amoron who spoke say Halacha of Yehuda? Why if Rav and Shmuel held the Halacha of Yehuda, say I'm Rav and Shmuel, I would tell you Halacha of Yehuda. Or Rav Shlokish, I'm the Halacha Gabon. Right? In other words, why didn't that's what the Ritva is bothered by? Okay, why didn't they just set it up? There? See, he quotes a Ramban. He teaches a Ramban. Ramban gave a teretz that we just had a Behuda. You might have thought that's a special din, maybe by Dam Kochim or some other reason. It's a special chumra. It wouldn't apply in all cases. But he says he has a different reason. He says Beli Nira, the Af Rabu Shmuel Karabon. Okay, even Rabbi Shmuel agreed with the Rabbanim. Chiyamu Rabbanim, the Chad betrayed Bato, Hanim Adub Dar Aysa. With Rabbanim, not for Rabbanim, Odin Min Milo Bato. Okay, maybe they're talking, again, they're talking at the Rabbanim level, as opposed to the Aysa. But anyway, and the Indian Psak, and the next one, the report, Havadai Hilka Sir Kivarech Meshlokish. Halacha is definitely like Kivarech Meshlokish. What comes out, sort of staggering in a way, is that if Rashi insists that the Halacha is like Yehuda, right, if we're assuming, and Rashi seems to say that, in Chulin and in Psakim, that the halacha is like a Behuda, so Rashi is going to end up being much more machmir by min b'mino than he is by min b'sheno mino. Now, what do I mean? Because Rashi is going to say if the halacha is like a Behuda, min b'mino is never bottom with the Raisa. Min b'mino is never bottom with the Raisa, right? In other words, he's never going to have a bit of the Raisa min b'mino because he holds like a Behuda based on the dam par and the dam soyer. Okay, by min b'sheno mino. Rashi will say, not only is it batal deraisa, it's batal chag betray. You don't even need shishim. Why? Because Rashi holds Tom Kiker is on the Darbonah. So on the Doraisa level, it's mamish when a kotzer according to Rashi. Okay, I'm pointing this out. Just if you line up, sometimes it's hard to keep all the sheetas in your head, but if you line them up, that's what comes out, right? According to Rashi, right? In other words, Rashi is saying that min bimino is not batal Doraisa because he passed like Yehuda. The same time he passed the Tom Kiker is not Doraisa, so therefore min b'sheino mino is only Rabbanon through the rising Michal Betray Bottle, right? Acher Am Lahato. So that's going to come out an interesting, according to Rashi, it's an interesting sheet. However, we Paskin not like a Yehuda. Most Rishonim Paskin not like a Yehuda, just like we just saw. We saw it in the Ritva, we saw it in Iran, that Halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, right? Not like who line up with Rabbanon against the Yehuda. So that's how Rav Rishonim assume that Min Bimino is Batul Barov, okay? And Min B'Sheino Mino, most hold the Tom Kikas Daraisa. Right, so it's a much smaller, much smaller distinction. But that's how most of us are. Min Mino is Batul Barov, and Min B'Sheino Mino is Batul Daraisa. Barov and Tom Kikas Daraisa. So Tom Kikas Daraisa. So they'll be Batul B'Shishim on a Daraisa level. But anyway, to return now to our definition of Min B'Mino, okay. So this Machlokes Abai and Robin. According to if we're going to say that Min B'Sheino Mino and Min Mino are defined by shame, so where does that leave us with Tom Kiker? Okay, in other words, where does that leave Tom Kiker? So I'm just pointing out it would seem they don't deny. In other words, if you say Basar Shmazlinen like Rava, it does not mean that you don't say Basar Taimazlinen also. It doesn't mean you don't say Tom Kiker. Okay, Tom Kiker to say whatever you say. Let's say most we show Tom Kiker is Doraisa. There's no doubt that what we said until now is correct, that Tom also prevents Bittul from going to. Those who say Basar Shma as Linon are not saying that we don't take Tom into account. That far, no. Everyone's going to agree to take Tom into account, right? In other words, it's not denying everything we said until now. But basically, that almost comes out that's a separate machlokas. Okay, with a Tom Kiker is a separate. Tom Kiker basically has nothing to do with defining Min B'Mino and Min B'Sheino Mino. That's what comes out. According to Rava, that we say Basar Shma Azlinan, and which we say most assume that's not only did by Yaineser, but other things also. When we say Basar Shma Azlinan in terms of defining what Min B'Mino and Min B'Sheino Mino, that's where that machlokas comes in. Tom does not play a role in defining Min B'Mino and Min B'Sheino Mino. That's Tom Kiker. Okay, Tom Kiker. If something can be called, something can have, let's say, the same name and have a different flavor. All right, so that's Tom Kiker. Okay, right? If you have such a thing, they're not denying the existence of Tom Kiker. They're just saying that in terms of defining Min, we thought until now that Min B'Mino. I'm sorry. That once you say Tom Kiker, that means it's Min B'Sheino Mino. If it means that. But min B'Sheino Mino, Tom Kiker means, or Tom Kiker equals Min B'Sheino. Once you say Tom Kiker, that means that's a case of Min B'Sheino Mino. And now we apply Tom Kiker. But what we're saying here is it's not really the same thing. It's Min B'Sheino Mino equals is not determined by Tom. That's the point. Okay, that's what I'm bringing out. So let's see. So. No, the nafkamin will be, do you take shame into account at all? You could argue that, again, which we'll see shortly, the Shach argues, well, what Basa Shmo, who cares with the name? We're going to see. Okay. According to the Shach, according to Abaye, let's say, according to Abaye,
yeah, I've never seen enough if they really just follow the shame 100%. We're really saying that they also take into account Tom.
Yeah, because let's say you'll have, I would think that let's say you have something where the shame is the same, but taka, the flavor is different. And we see the Aruch HaShulchan ones that's possible. Let's say if something, I don't know, is that concealed, something can have the same name. We're going to see, give me another 2 minutes, we're going to see some of the Ma'amar Kamas that discussed the Aruch HaShulchan and the Chavis Daz and others gave examples of different things, that considered the same. The Mordechai, the Azura Rishon already talk about it. So we'll see, but theoretically, I don't know, I think that that there can be, I guess theoretically, there can be something that tastes the same, even though it has a different shame, or vice versa, it has the same shame, but can be, you know, can we have a different flavor to it? Right, a kind of a broader description. That's what we're going to talk about. The Vilna Gaon, Hansi Gratnalik, distinguishes. We'll get to it. I forgot to put. I wrote something mistakenly on the Mamre Komes. I put a piece of chuvim, which is fine to look at, but it wasn't part of this discussion. But the Vilna Gaon, Hansi Gratnalik says, and do you go by what the Torah calls it, right? What the Torah calls it, or what the Chachamim call it, what the colloquial talk calls it. You know, that's always a problem. Like by Nedarim, you have the same type of the discussion. So anyway, but let's take a look for a moment. At the Rambam, Perek Tes Zayin, Hilchos Machalos Asuros Halacha Lamed Beis. The Rambam writes, okay, find it first, here it is, Perek Tes Zayin Halacha Lamed Beis. The Rambam writes, on this sugya by Yayin, right, on this sugya, he writes, Yayin Nesech, Shenofal Al Hanovin. You have yayin nesed spilled on some grapes of yadicham. You wash it off. Ain mutaros bachila. B'mahayim of ukos. Okay, but if the grapes had the cracks in it, the wine was able to get in. They mixed them with the grape with the juice of the grapes. So then, bein shahaya hayayin yoshem, bein shahaya chadash. Whether it was aged wine or it was newly pressed wine. Im nosam tam ba'anovim hare elo asuris ba'anov. Im lav hare elo mutaros bachila. Okay. The Rambam Paskins, that that Yayin Yoshan and Chodosh is Osir Benosin Tam. Okay, evidently he holds that that's a case of Min B'Shein Amino. Right, he said it depends. Right, it depends on whether it gives flavor or not. In Nosin Tam Banor El Asuros and even Asuros Banor in La Reel Mutaris even Bachilu. Right, so it depends. Everything depends upon the tam, okay. Which sounds like this is a tarobus, in his opinion, of min b'shein omino, because min b'shein omino is when it's determined by tam. And he says, bein chadoshes, bein bein yishonos is yishonim. So the what's the language? Bein shahoy yain yoshim, bein shahoy chodosh. So that sounds like the Rambam is saying, like Rava, that Bosa Shema is in. It's called Min B'Shein. What do you mean? The Rambam didn't make a distinction. But even in the case of new wine, the Rambam said it's the same thing. What do you mean? Why is that Min B'Shein Amino? New wine, you can't tell apart the taste, the flavor is the same. Right? So the Rambam apparently doesn't care. It doesn't care that it's the same flavor. It's a matter of shame. That's how the case of Mishnah explains the Rambam here in the Sif, Halach Alamed Beis. The case of Mishnah quotes the Gemara in. Quotes the Mishnah, quotes our Gemara, and at the end he writes, "Hi Shmolachud, Hi Shmolachud." That's Rava. Bahava le min b'shein amino, u min b'shein amino. No sin tam. V'yadua the halacha kerava. The machlokas abay and Rava. The general rule we pass like Rava, except in the case of the Alchagam. This isn't one of them. Right? There are six cases we pass like abay against Rava. This isn't one of them. So the Rambam paskins like Rava. So again, we So what comes out, therefore, according to the Rambam and according to what Rava said, min b'mino or min b'shein amino may not be a din in tam. Okay, it may not be a din in tam. That's not how we define min b'mino or min b'shein amino. And if we come back now to the Shulchan Aruch, that's what it looks like here as well, right? The Shulchan Aruch says also isus nazar behetir. So the way the Taz learns it, again, it says chaylev. Okay, the Taz says it's talking about chaylev and. Why is that called min b'shein omino? So he says that the Taz doesn't spell it out, but he says it's because that's min b'shein omino. Why is it min b'shein? Because it's something else. You gotta look at the words of the Taz, right? Chela b'tzere, the tarba b'bisra, having min b'shein omino. Tarba and bisra, chela and bosar, is called min b'shein omino. How come? Because it's a different name. That's what he says, I'll be pasha. The shach is who disagrees. The shach says it's chela, but he says because apparently they don't taste the same. The Rishonim, like the Rabban, said they do taste the same. Oh, that's a special case. That's talking about Bosa Shomen and so on and so forth. So the Shach paskins in effect that Bosa Taimazlin. The Shach doesn't bring in any more Bosa Shmazlin. Okay, we'll have to see what is how we'll deal with in a second. With what is this? What's doing with Rav? I mean, the Shach was not unaware of this Gemara Avodah Zarah, Machlokas Abaye and Rava, and is also not unaware that we tend to pass like Rava against Abaye, other than in the six cases of Yal Kiyam. So what's going on? So for that, we look a little further. Take a look in the Ramah in Sif Beis. Okay? Well, we read the rest of Sif Aleph already about the Kfela and so on. I don't know if we're going to go over that again. But the case in Sif Beis is we have a Suffolk. Okay? You have a Suffolk. Right? Sif Beis in the Shulchan. In Nisarid min bimino v'nishpach, v'in in she'en yichon lamad olo v'sharo, in nodes yaruba heter mutum lo nodes yaruba heter osir. Okay? Also, that's somewhat a case of min bimino, and then it's spilled, you know how much it is, so that's a question about how you deal with it, and the second part of the Shulchan says, Nisarid min she'en yichon nishpach, so we'll talk more about nishpach with Hashem a little bit tomorrow at the beginning of this year, but the Ramah in Sif Beis writes, we've got to look at the Ramah, he says, ul'inyan min bimino, as linon basar shmo. The Ramah paskins openly that in terms of defining, this is in Sif Beis, in terms of defining min bimino, we follow the name. Im hishoveh havi min bimino. The names are identical, that's called min bimino. Avalo azina basar taima im hishoveh alo. Okay, we don't determine it based on time. And he says that's the Beis Yosef, B'Shem Ha'ogar, V'cheinu Ba'ago Sharidur, Simon Al-Mites, and that Taz, Sukkot Na'alab, said it's also the Marshal and the Rosh, and the Razulas, and many, many Rishonim. Most Rishonim, most Poskim, assume, like Rava, Basar Shmo Azlina. Now, there's a long Shach, it's not that long, in Sukkot and Vav, where the Shach has to deal with, you know, this whole sugya, because the Shach disagrees with the Ramah, okay, and the Shach disagrees with what the Shulchan Aruch implies at the beginning of Sifkot and Aleph, of Sif Aleph, and it kvetches well that which the Ravan said, that's a special case, it was fatty meat, or whatever it is. Okay, so the Shach is insistent that everything is Azlin and Basar Taima, and not Basar Shmo, but the Ramah says, if you look up in the Beis Yosef here, in the Simi quotes in the Yogurt, other Rishonim, and the time, many assume that Azlin and Basar Shmo. Okay, and therefore, if you have a different name, okay, then you're going to require shishim, daraisa. Again, let's keep in mind ramifications here, right? Basar shmo azlina means if it has a different name, that's going to be called the tarobis of min mishen amino, okay? And you're going to require shishim, shishim midaraisa. In other words, there's no bitul barov if it has its independent status of an independent name. There's no bitul barov. Again, just like I spoke to him now about Tom Kiker preventing Bittul from going into effect, a different name, a shame nifrat, a special name also prevents the Bittul Barov from going into effect. That's also an example of min b'shein amino. Okay, the Shach, however, says not true. A different shame will not prevent Rov from working Doraisa. The only thing that's going to prevent Rov from working Doraisa is a different flavor. That's the Shach. Shach says a different name, I don't care about the name. A different name will not prevent Rov from working Doraisa. Okay? Now, the problem is of the Shach and Sukkot and Rav, but what about the Gemara Taka? I mean, so the Shach deals with it. It's a long Shach, and I'm not going to read it inside, but to say outside quickly. So the Shach basically says as follows. He says, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, which says, Bosa Shmo Azlin, according to Rav, and we pass like Rav, he says, one second, you have to look at everything in context. He said, that's talking Aliba the Rabbi Yehuda. This starting sugya there is a sugya of Yayin Nasa, okay? And the whole sugya in Avodah Zarah. Take a look back at source number one. I don't have it in there, but the Gemara is referring. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah on Daf Samavod refers to what we talked about later, the sugya in Ayin Gimel, which links this with the Machlokas of Yehuda and the Chacham. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says min bimino is never bato, okay? So for him, you're right, Tom doesn't matter. In other words, if you hold min bimino is never bato, meaning that Tom has no impact, that's what min bimino never bato means, right? Min bimino means that we don't care about, it's never bato because there's no different Tom. So for him, a criteria is shame. You can have, that's what rubber means. For that shita, azlin and basar shmo, how do you define min bimino or min mishenom? It can be determined by the name. Then you can play them. We don't care. And it's for those who don't care about flavor anyway, right? Like Yehuda. Or, he says, for example, then for him we'll go basar shmo. Or, for example, by Yayin Nesach. Yayin Nesach is Aser B'mashahu. Right? Doesn't matter whether it gives off flavor, it doesn't give off flavor. Right? Tom plays no role in Yayin Nesach. Yayin Nesach is a special chumah. Yayin Nesach is Aser B'mashahu. Whenever, in other words, what the Shach says with that Gemara, or, for example, give another example. Let's say, we assume, we know, we saw the Rashi today, we saw it a few times already, that flavor is always disappears after Shishin. But we know that there are certain things, let's say, Arla. Remember Arla? Arla is batel b'meyer, remember? And Truma is batel, that was backwards. Truma is, which is meyer, which is Masayim? Huh? Truma is batel b'meyer, Arla is batel b'meyer, right. So if you have those kinds of things, right? That are not batel and shishim, meaning that whatever the Torah gave a reason, it's batel 100, it's batel 200, whatever. But obviously, it has nothing to do with flavor. In other words, the flavor of arla, or the flavor of truma, or the flavor of chametz and pesach, or the flavor of yayin nesach is not any stronger than their shishim doesn't work. It's got nothing to do with tam, right? In other words, whatever the shear of bittel is in those areas is not a function of tam. So says the Shach there. You look at Azlin and Bosa Shema. You'll determine it based on what it's minimum and shenim, by the name. Okay, there, Tom plays no role. Okay, but by a regular type of Taruvas, in all these cases, Tom is around. Then we don't care about Tom. We care about the shame of this. All right, but these are cases, in effect, where you have a chumrah, okay, that min bimino. Which has nothing to do with imparting time. All those cases are cases where the imparting of flavor is not relevant. Okay, it's a special chumrah by whatever is called the tarobis min bimino. It's going to be aser b'mashu. It's going to be aser to 100, to 200, whatever. Whatever is going to be called the tarobis min bimino. So now Rav and Abai will have an argument. What is considered a tarobis min bimino? So that's where shame plays a role. You follow? That's how the shock and effect of explaining it. I hope. In other words, whenever we have. In other words, whenever you have, I guess I'll put it like this, whenever you have shishin, and halachically that doesn't play a role, right? The presence of shishin doesn't help, okay? In other words, that's not good enough because you need mashu, because it's also mashu, or because you need 100, or because you need 200, whatever. Whenever shishin doesn't play a role, you have shishin, but it doesn't help. So then, we're going to consider shame as being a decisive factor, whether it's mino, mino, shame. Follow? That's the Shach's explanation. Okay? That's where we say Azin and Basar Shmo. But in a regular Tarovas, what are we discussing in a regular Tarovas? A regular Tarovas, we're trying to determine whether the flavor of it's not a matter of labeling something. It's I'll put it like this. When we're dealing with a regular tarobas, it's not a matter of labeling this min bimino or labeling it min b'sheino bino. I don't care what the title of the tarobas is. I care in a regular tarobas is, does the flavor of the iser impart, is the flavor of the iser imparted to the heter? That's what I care about. See, when you're saying that the imparting of flavor is irrelevant, again, I'll say it again. I'm trying to explain what the Shach says. Okay, when you're trying to determine where flavor doesn't play a role. In other words, you have shishin, and shishin is not good enough because this item is also a mashu, or this item is not batel till you get 100, or this item is not batel till you get 200. Okay? In other words, shishin doesn't matter, flavor doesn't matter. Chazal say that shishin, when there's shishin, there's flavor, beyond shishin there's no flavor. Yet you see there are certain halakhas where, even I don't care, it's beyond shishin, there's no flavor, but it's still also. Right? We have a whole bunch of cases. Still, it's also mashu. It's also you need Messiah, you need Nair, whatever. So in those cases, now it's a matter of how we label. Do we label this min b'mino? Do we label this min b'sheino b'mino? Says the Shach, that's what depends upon shame. Basar shmozlin. But in an ordinary taruvus, our goal here is not trying to. We need to. Do we label this min b'mino? Do we label this min b'sheino b'mino? That's not what we're trying to do. We're trying to determine, does the davar ha'aser impart flavor to the davar ha'mutar? So that, of course, Tom is the decisive factor. Okay, we're not interested in just branding it one way or the other. Okay, so there, it's going to be the issue is going to be whether it's no Saint Tom or it's not no Saint Tom. Okay, no Saint Tom by Eino Mino, no Saint Tom. about something. Eino Mino is going to, because it's Eino Mino, it's going to, the Davar Asur is going to give off flavor to the Davar Mutter. And when it's not, when it's Mino Mino, then it's not going to give it off. So for that discussion, the Shach said, of course the issue is time. Okay? If I have two pieces of meat, one piece of meat is kosher, one piece of meat is dreif, okay? Even though we call them both meat, they're both called meat, okay? But if one tastes differently than the other, so that's going to be called min b'sheno mino. I don't care. That, well, you're telling me it's not called min b'mino because it's not called min b'sheno mino because it doesn't have the it doesn't have a different name. One piece of meat tastes like this, and one piece of meat tastes like that. One is very spicy. One's not very spicy. Well, wait a minute. They both called meat. No. It says the Shach, when we're trying to figure out is flavor imparted from one to the other. So of course it makes a difference. What you know, what the flavor is. So that's how the Shach learns. This sugya differently than Ramah. And the Prima Gona, by the way, in the Sif Se Das and some Cotton Vav, says that we pass like the Shach, Bein Lohoko, Bein Lohachner. Okay? And therefore, in any Tarovis, if the, you know, we consider Basa Shmo, even though it's the minority view, but that's how the Shach, the Prima Gona seems to say. So the Shach, it's sharp. But it's really not the way most understood. Not the Taz, not the Reish Yosef, not the Ramah, and so on. They're using Bos Hashmo to determine what we call it Mino Min Sheino Mino, and the Shach doesn't accept it. Okay, now just in terms of this whole concept we were doing before, so the Or Zerua and Chelik Dalat Piskei with Azara Parakeis and Reish Nun Gimel. Okay, because this idea of Bos Hashmo, you know. It's one thing to talk about flavor, you can tell. How do we determine Bas HaShmoah is there? So he says, Kosov and Shmuel, 21. That's all. Aloha Kirava, the Bas HaShmoah is there. V'chul Yisur, V'chul Tamur Abayev, Rav Alok, Rav Barmi Al-Kagav, this isn't what I'm fine. Hilchov, literally says, Su'or V'isa Shnei Shemos Hain. Okay, different types of grain mixtures. Okay, and even though they're both called Isa, but this has a second, another name. Or like he says, chometz and yayin, right? Vinegar and wine. You know, vinegar and wine are considered two separate meaning, even though they start off from the same place, right? Wine gets spoiled, whatever, becomes vinegar, right? Now he writes, v'ayil v'shor v'eiz, shlosha minin. Okay, three different types of meat, right? Ayil, shor, and eiz. He said that's called shlosha minin. The chulon shmos chalukin and afal pisha, kulon basar. Even though they're all called basar, but they're specific types of meat. Okay, we know when you go to a restaurant, you know, there's a difference. You get beef, you know, whatever. Okay, now they sell, what do you call it, bison or some kind of fancy meat. The bison, I forget. Okay, anyway, in a fancy restaurant, you can get it. So it's the meat, but basar ain't a hashem. All right, so again, he says, v'chein minei dogim tahorim, kula habim min v'shein amino. Different types of fish. Okay, v'chein minei shal ofos. Different types of birds. On the other hand, he says eggs are eggs. Kula minacha, they're all called eggs. Again, I'm not really sure how you draw the line. Okay, you look in the Zohar, you read it, and I'm not sure how you draw the line. At the end, he says kevis, ayel, barachel, kula min b'mino. That is called min because they're all under the category of set. I acknowledge, I don't really fully, hear, okay, what exactly the distinctions are. Okay, again, wine and vinegar, he mentions the Mordechai. Here in by us, Kulan, about Ches Amud Aleph in his pagination, it's a Remez Tovshin, okay, Remez Tovshin. It's on the Ches Amud Aleph on the page of the Mordechai on the back of Kulan. He writes, let's find it. He says, "Min Mino Mashal from the Ophos to the Bosu Rote." Just a moment. Can't find. Oh, he says Kovet. He talks about Kovet. He says, "Ofos ubasar beis minin hain, recovered v'of beis minin hain." Anyway, you know, it's somewhat difficult, I think, to figure out where to draw the line. But that's what the post can do. There's an important chavas das, the Urim Sifkat Gimel. The chavas das defends the Ramah against the Shach. He says the Ramah is right. He says it's aloch shishus aloch hamosh m'sinai. Okay, the idea is that, you know, generally speaking, shishim, sometimes the idea is you need a stronger bittul. That's what shishim is. But he brings numerous riots that the Ramah is correct, that we go bas hashmo. One thing he tells you is, in the case we had, one of the possible sources of Tom Kikar is Zroa B'Sheila. Remember, there's Rav Shela. Rav Shela is, you have an ayil. The nazir has to bring an ayil as one of his karbanos, el nazir. And the zroa is given to the kohen. A non-kohen is not allowed to eat it. Okay, it's basically treif, quote unquote, for a non-kohen. So one second. But it's all cooked together. We had a machokas. It's chopped up first, not chopped up. It's all cooked together. Okay, it's all cooked together. So how can you do it? So he said, oh, it's bottle. It's bottle of shishim. The ayil is the zroa of shela is less than 1/60 of the whole all the meat from the ayil. Okay, but there you see. That's called batul shishim. That's called minushen amino. Even on lechora, it tastes the same. All meat is raw. It's called something different. It's called raw b'shela. Or he brings an example of kemach b'kemach. You have different types of flour. You can't tell the difference. Still, he said it's a din of shishim. You know, based on the fact that it's minushen amino. And he actually quotes an interesting chumas hadesh. And you look up, read through the Chavos Das, Biurim Sukkot and Gimel. Okay, he quotes the Chumash Hadesh, who says, we discussed in the first day actually a little bit, that there's requirement of shishim according to his view, even by yavish b'yavish. Okay, now one second, by yavish b'yavish is for sure no transference of tam, right? So how can that be min shein omino? Again, it must be because of basar shmos. He brings many, many bias. What I meant to print in 24 is Bir HaGros of Cotton Olive. I apologize. I wrote down the Pesukei Teshuvah. Again, nothing wrong with looking at Pesukei Teshuvah, but it's a different point. So I want to correct it in the sheets. 24 is the Bir HaGros of Cotton Olive. The Bir HaGros here, in the beginning of the Simon Tzadichez, he quotes the Ran, he holds that Chelev and Basar is Min Bimino. Because they're both called Min Basar. And one of the things that the Grah talks about is, and other Chavos Das also talks about it, is we go by what is called in the Torah. Right? Sometimes the Gemara tells us, Lashon Torah Lechod Lashon, we had that thing once before, no? Lashon Torah Lechod Lashon Chachamim Lechod. Right? Sometimes we have, in the Torah, this is called the same thing in Hebrew, but in, you know, the definition of the word changes. Right? The Afrosh is Chala. You know, it's Chala, the whole mixture is Chala, it's what you take out. It's different in the Torah, it's different in the Mishnah. Any language, languages evolve, right? In English, words mean something different. Chaucer's English is unintelligible, I think, to anybody here, unless you're an English major and studied it. But, I mean, you read the Canterbury Tales, the original, it doesn't make any sense, even though it's English. And even Shakespeare's English, and many words, and Shakespeare's later, but even Shakespeare's English is different than the English we use today. And the English in the United States is different than English in South Africa, and different than English in Australia, and English in Great Britain. A lot of things are the same, but words have different meaning in different places, and certainly expressions have. So that's a question. And when we say basar shma, does it go by what the Torah says? Does it go by what the Gemara says? So I think it's a little bit hazy. It's interesting that they're very fascinating, in my opinion, Aruch HaShulchan on this Indian, here in Sif Mem Hei, Mem Bav, Mem Zion, in the same Arsim and Tzadiches. He says, Aikir Nirali, the Chol Shnei Dvarim Shechalukin Bishmam. Interesting, you saw. Read through the Aruch HaShulchan. It's interesting. He said he believes that, you know, not everything is hundreds of miles apart. Meaning, he says if it has a different name, then why would it be called something different if it's the exact same thing? Why would you have a different name if this, you know, what's the expression? You know, if it walks like a duck and it quacks like a duck, so why would it have a different name? That's really what the Aruch HaShulchan is saying, not expression. But he says, in other words. Look at his words in Sif Mem Hei. Now, Iker Nirali, the Chol Shnei Dvarim Shechalukin Mishmam, Ef Shechal Shetam Shnei Yeshava Legamri. Okay, if it's got a different name, and he says even the wine and the grapes, even new wine and grapes, it's not exactly the same, right? There is a difference. Otherwise, it would be, you know, there's a difference between wine and grape juice. It's not exactly the same. He says Anan Sadi Shein Apesh Yeshava Legamri B'Tamon. It's not, we can tell, all right? And a person can taste it. In any event, his yisod is, there's always going to be a slight difference, and they're not that far apart necessarily. That's what it means. They're similar enough. When he says the shame, it's similar enough in flavor that maybe, you know, in a mixture you wouldn't be able to tell as well, or it's close enough, so therefore we bring in Shema. And that's what he writes in Sif Mem Vav, Ulefiza Ol Divir Rabbein Haramok Yehogen. Vizel tam kol rabbi sena shepaskul azin avosar shma below avosar tama. Vizel rakom rabbi davar shahuv mishen del habim min mishen amino. Al piya emes, it helps understand it. Al piya emes, he says, gam betam chalukin ktsas. And although shayapu te'ima neshivitarovos ain't a hefresh nika kolkav. When it's in a mixture, says the Aruch HaShulchan, and here's a chef, I don't know, you can have things that taste different when you put them in a chalent, you put them in a stew or a big. So then the distinctions are much less clear. And even an expert, about a kfela we discussed last week, the kfela have to be an expert, but even certainly an average person. Well, we saw some Rishonim say, Ron says that dafka should not be a kfela because it should be something that should be discernible to the average taster. Okay, but even a professional taster, you can't always tell if I just compare these two things themselves to the taka, they're not the same thing. But when in a mixture, no, you can't always tell. I think the Aruch HaShulchan is right from a practical point of view. There are some people who can. I personally can't tell the difference in the taste. I really can't between the tap water and bottled water. Okay, at least by the way, I can't really tell the difference. A glass of water is a glass of water. Okay, my wife can tell. And I years ago, when she wanted to buy one of those water coolers, you know, which we have in our kitchen now for many years, I said, you can't tell the difference. Give me a break, you know. But Taka, I tested it. She was able to tell it each time. Not just when the Taka would tell them, okay, good day. So now we have a water cooler. But to me, I think I'm a tap. You know, my kids think I'm also crazy. So, of course, you can tell the difference. Okay, different people's taste buds are different. But I would be willing to say that's one thing when you're comparing one next to the other. But if I made a soup out of this type of water and that type of water, I'm not sure if you'd be able to. Why? Because there's other things in there. So that's what the Aruch HaShulchan says, just in terms of this. So it's not real, even if you hold basar shma, it all comes back to Tom in a way. That's what I'm trying to bring out from the Aruch HaShulchan. In a certain sense, it all comes back to Tom. Right? It's the Tom that's a distinction. It's just that because they're so close, so we further distinguish it based on shma. So it's just that I thought an interesting point. Yeah?
So if you have something that kind of pretty much tastes the same, maybe there's a small difference, so, but it has different names, so it's considered mini machine. You know.
Yeah.
So what would kfela do? How would we rely on kfela?
Why would we rely on a kfela in such a case?
Doesn't the fact that we rely on kfela show that...
I guess maybe it would only be on a... It wouldn't work in a mixture. It would only work on when the item is by itself. It's a good
that's the whole point.
Yeah, right? No, I understand. No, I was saying, let's say in a mixture, can you tell? No, but in a mixture with a lot of ingredients, maybe with one ingredient. I don't know. So that's just an R. Okay? It certainly works out better if you assume the kfela taka an expert. Right. So, yeah, a guy who's got a very sensitive palate because he's doing foods all the time, so taka. This lom just works better if you assume that a kfela means somebody mamish, not like the Ran, not like those Rishonim, that's got to be discerned with the average person. Yeah.
We're just trying to avoid a tatnisser anyway, so we're just asking, go ahead, who's around? Yeah.
Right, I understand. But this point is that the...
We're taking extra precautions.
I understand. Okay. All right. Just a couple other things to wrap up, and what I call down a base here. So we had this already. The Rosh and Chulin, Perek Zayin, Siman Lamed Zayin. I think I did this in the very first year as introduction. Okay, we assume that min b'mino requires shishim. Okay, a mixture of min b'mino requires shishim. The Rosh writes to gzera ato min b'sheino mino. Right? In other words, the min b'mino requires. Why don't we say b'tabar over there? Okay, let's say b'alach b'alach. I forgot about yovish min b'mino. We said it's b'tabar over. Let's say b'alach b'alach. Min b'mino requires shishim as gzera ato min b'sheino mino. That's what the Rosh says. Okay, and the only thing is, I want to point out now, that implies that Tom Kikas Daraisa. Because Tom Kikas Darabonan, since we're like a Xero Xero, right, that implies that by me, Mishenom, the Shishim is acquired Daraisa. Right, Tom Kikas, you follow? Tom Kikas is going to be Daraisa. So, in other words, if there's such a thing as a Xero of Min Bimino, Otto Min Mishenomino, the case of Min Mishenomino must be Daraisa. That means Tom Kikas Daraisa. Yeah, then you can have then a shaykh to have a gzera. But if min b'sheinu mino is also itself owned to Rabbanan, so it's a sickle problem of gzera. So that'll be a problem for Rashi, except that it won't be a problem for Rashi. Because Rashi holds min b'sheinu mino is not bottled anyway, pass like a b'yudah. So this helps Rashi. According to Rashi, min b'sheinu mino isn't bottled anyway. So it's not min b'sheinu mino bottled. It's not bottled at all. It's not a gzeira, otto, nothing. It's its own din, Right? So according to Rashi, it's not a problem. But maybe if we held like, if we hold the Rambam, many hold that the Rambam agrees with Rashi, right? We said, the Torah Chaim came along, certainly Beis Yosef and others said the Rambam agrees. So the Rambam, and the Rambam doesn't possibly agree with this. So according to him, maybe it's a little bit of a problem. Okay, but if you take a look in the Rambam now, interesting, Paraktes is an interesting expression. Paraktes Vav, again the same thing, Paraktes Vav, Hilchos Machos Asuras, in Halacha Dala. The Rambam is an interesting expression. The Rambam writes, Nafal Chelev Koyos, the Chelev Aya, Chelev Koyos, which is forbidden Chelev, fell in other types of fat, and Nimoch, they're all melted into the whole big chomp. Im Hoya Chelev Kishnaim, Chelev Koyos, Haraya Kol Mutum in the Torah, Haraya Chad Betray Bottle. Okay, afilu chatichas nivelos nis abrishay chatichas shchuto hakol mutum in the Torah. Avidirisof makol aser. Okay, so with our eyes it's chad betray bottle. And listen to the language of Rambam. Avidirisof from akum with rabbanu hakol aser. Ad she abeid dabar haaser me otzem miuto velo yeh dabar chashiv sheino medes kamoshis boyer. He has the idea of the bittul, an unusual language. Okay. He doesn't seem to say that the case, this is the case of Min Mino, right? That Min Mino is also B'shishim because of Gzeira Otu Min Mishanim. That's how the Rosh and other Rishonim say. That's what the Rambam is saying. The Rambam is saying is, it's also B'divrei Sofim, Ad She Abeid Dovar Ha'Oser Me'otzem Miuto. Meaning, I think, that the Rabbanon want, not Gzeira Otu. Gzeira Otu always means, you better ask this because otherwise you know you come to back to that too, right? Since it's an isser min mino, I'm sorry. Since it's an isser min mishenom, mino requires shishim, so min mino requires shishim too. That's what the Rambam is saying. I understand. People understand the Rambam. He said the Rabbanan made a gzera that even though in a chanami taka the raisa chad betray bottle, but I think I mentioned this hakir at the beginning. They require a more powerful bittul. Now that's exactly, not otu something else, not otu min b'shein amino. Even in min b'mino by itself, it's not enough. Okay, not because we know otu min b'ein eshemino, but rather because the chachamim wanted a greater rove, a greater bittul. Okay, it's a great, they insisted for whatever the reason on a more powerful, a more substantial bittul than just chad betray. And kach goes the rabbanon. Good to figure out what. Yeah,
there's still zero. Okay. We still don't do zero there.
No, but it's not. No, gzera means I answer this because of that, right? But here I'm not answering because of, you know, it'll lead to or whatever. I'm saying they wanted that. Here I could say legitimately, kula chad gzera. The whole gzera of Tom Kiker, so to speak, is they wanted to have a greater bittul than chad betray. You follow what I'm saying? I think that. That was what they said. When you have Tom, so then it's not a. But anyway, here it's one min b'mino. It's not otu a drabbanan. Even without that, we don't have to come to that. We're talking about min b'mino. So even without that, they're asur min b'mino not because they also asur. Or you could say, I would say differently. It's not a gzera. Two totally separate gzeras. Forget it. You know. There's one gzera they said Tom Kikur, that's what is flavor. And they made a different gzera by Min Mimino, namely you want a stronger beetle. Whatever.
I'm saying, then runs the
catch
of why make the
gzera. So maybe it's better to say it was all part of the same package. Okay. Now, a possible nafkamina emerges from here, okay, that according to Rov Rishonim, we said before, you don't need Shishim by Yavish by Yavish, even the Rabbanan, right? Min Mishenomina by Yavish by Yavish doesn't need even the Rabbanan because Min Mishenomina by Dabar Yavish doesn't need even the Drabbanan Shishim, right? Because even Mishaino Mino is only Drabbanan, right? That'll be exactly right. But that's if you assume that the two things are linked. But if you say, like we just said in the Rambam, perhaps it would apply even to Yavish B'Yavish. That's what I'm saying, right? Does that make sense? Yes. Okay, in other words, if you hold one thing in Zera Atu, so by Yavish is no Zera Atu, because there's no Zera to begin with, by it's only Darbana to begin with by Min B'Shen Amino. So therefore you're not going to now go Zera Min B'Mino, Atu Min B'Shen Amino. But if the whole din by Min B'Mino is not a Zera Atu Min B'Shen Amino, it's that the Chacham wanted a more powerful Bittel, so that could apply by Yavish B'Yavish too. And that is what the Rambam seems to hold. So just it works out according to the Rambam. Just the last thing I wanted to mention, we're going to go, it'll be as a prelude to Hashem Shir on, what's today, Tuesday, so Shir on Thursday. Okay, so, but the Sugya goes, the Shulchan Aruch goes on, it's based on Sugya, on Daf Kuf and Beis. Let's say you have a mixture where there's three things in it. Let's say you have kosher meat, and treif meat, and vegetables. Okay? It's min b'mino and min b'shem b'mino at once. So what do you do over here? So that's a sugya in chul and kuf from the base. You know, we'll talk more about it tomorrow. But that's where the Gemara says that according to Behuda, okay, according to the same Behuda, okay, the Gemara says on daf kuf from the base, v'chol min umino v'davar at the very top of the page. V'chol min umino v'davar acher. Okay, it's min b'mino, and also a davar acher, let's say vegetable, something like that, mino. So then, salek es mino, kimi she'eno, the she'ein mino rabbalo v'zbavalo. You can sort of pretend, so to speak, salek, remove the mino from the equation, okay, as if it doesn't exist. And then it's min v'she'eno mino, so the row will win, okay, it'll knock it out. So Rashi says, the chol min umino, could go in the velo shchuto. I got kosher meat, treif meat, and shechted meat, good meat. The davar acher could go on tavlin, garote, mino, deheter, eno ba'al liser, lomo sidal salkeu, kemish eno b'tkera. You remove it as though it's not in the pot. Now it's nisho and nevela barote, the potato and nevela barote, or kifa, right? The nevela is going to be bottle in whatever. He gave the example of rote or other thing. I said vegetable, same idea. Hilchach nosna tamarishonot chila ba'ol shalarob barote, ba'la ba'charkach nosna, or not something else, but okay. But anyway, so that's what comes out. From that sugya daf kuf, it's a little clearer. I printed it in source 30, the sugya in Menachos, the Behuda, right? And daf chav gimel and aleph. It says Amar Rava, Kasover Rabbi Behuda, Kol Shu Min Mino V'Davar Aches Salek Es Mino K'Misheino V'Sheino Mino Rava L'Bavavla. Okay, you can remove it as if it doesn't exist. That's the din. Now, but that's a liba the Behuda. Okay, that's all in the Yehuda, that means Mino's not bottle, so you have to come up with this trick. Okay, pretend the other Mino's not there now, and we're saying Mino. The question is, do we say that does the same trick work for us? Okay, we're passing it not like a Yehuda. Can we say, the Rashbod discusses that in 32, Torah Sabayis, Bayis, Dal, Char, Al, Yud, Al, Mino, Zay, Roy, Lee, Shim, Nofel, Toch, Min, Vishaino, Mino, then Hoch, and Molahaka, Kozman, Sharaba, Heter, Shum, Mino, Alav. Okay, can we do it the other way? When it's Min, Vishaino, Mino, can we say, Can we pull up the same trick that the Yehuda says by Min B'Mino? Can we pull up the same trick by us? So that's what the Rashbod discusses. And the Shulchan Aruch mentions it. Shulchan Aruch here at Sif Beis quotes it. The Shach disagrees. The Shach says it's no cooler because at the end of the day, says the Shach, that everything goes Basar Taima. Coming back now full circle, we'll wrap up with this. I'll say something to the Rav. Okay. The concern is there Nesinas Tam? So what do you mean Salek? You look at this mixture as one thing. If the flavor of the davar aser is imparting it, so what do you mean to take away? Now, does the Rabbi Yehuda had, we'll call an objective definition of min b'mino and min b'sheinu b'mino, namely shein, with the shachar, shachar shetosa, right? This is the shachar sifkot and ches, shachar shetosa. Rabbi Yehuda says min b'mino, min b'sheinu b'mino is determined by shein. Kind of an objective definition, doesn't care about taste. But we are concerned about the tam, okay? So it's irrelevant. The whole mixture is min b'shein o'mino because it's nesinas tam. So then you take out some, right? That's why the Shach disagrees with this kula of the Ramah. If you remember the first day, I said that Rav Soloveitchik had a chakira, okay? So how do we understand bitul b'shishim, let's say, by lach b'lach? Right, about min b'shein o'mino. Remember, we had two sides in it. Okay, do we say that really in the tarovis of min b'shein o'mino, tarovis min b'shein o'mino? So the gufa iser is bottle, except that as long as there's still flavor based on the din of tam kikar, it's aser. Okay, Or do we say no? That or do we say no? In the Torah, it's mimishenu mino. The Isser is not bottle over the heter in the robe heter. Okay, because as long as it is seen as tam, there's no bittel. And therefore you have to actually get rid b'mitzias of the flavor. In other words, is it din bittel? That's why they're upset. You can look it up in the Shira Arab that Rabbi Kolenzberg wrote up. I think it's the first piece on Nicholas Tarolis. Okay, in other words, do we say that we actually have to get rid of the flavor? Is that how it works? Okay, that is bittel b'shishim, in effect, eliminating flavor? Is bittel b'shishim eliminating the flavor in mitzias? Okay, or it's a din bittel like bittel barov. Even din eliminate the flavor. Bittel b'shishim. That's what the halacha says. It doesn't matter whether it actually eliminated the flavor or not. So the Rav suggested that the shach who keeps emptying that's the machlokes of shach and ramo regarding basa shmo and basa taima. The shach says basa taima. Okay, he holds that the fact that you need shishim and tarovus mimishen amino is you got to get rid of the flavor physically in the mitzias. And as long as the time of the flavor is discernible in the mixture, it's also. And therefore, the shach says in defining min b'mino, mishen b'mino, we go b'aser taima because that's how the pinto works. Either there's flavor, there's no flavor. I'm not saying that I didn't say before, just the way the Rav, categorize it. Okay, and as he says, the whole thing, he understands that the concept of pinto mishishim is to physically eliminate the time. So now, about everything goes by the time. Okay? However, the Ramah may hold the other way, that no, you don't need shishim in terms of because of the tam. Shishim is a din and bittel, okay, and that's the halacha, kach nemer halacha, so to speak, that a tarobis min mishen omino, we need a bigger robe. What's the bigger robe? The bigger robe is shishim. You require shishim to produce bittel. Okay, and by some things you need 100, by some things you need 200, whatever. The Chazal in each case decided what you needed for bittel to work, and therefore you can argue that min b'mino, min b'shem, goes basar shma. Okay, and as long as the isser and the heter have the same name, that's called. Then we can apply bittel, and even if the flavor is still there, it doesn't matter because it's not the flavor that asers at this point. It's a din that any tarobus mimishen amino requires a bigger rove, and if I have that rove, then it's good. And he also said, well, this will stop. Okay. He also said that's the same thing in this concept that the Rashba introduces of saleik. And one, what do you mean pretend? What do we, pretend one thing's not here. The Svar of the Rosh Boa, the Rav said it sounds a little strange. I mean, it's a Gemara, right? The Gemara says it by Rabbi Huda, right? Rabbi Huda says that we have min me'eno mino, so saleik es mino. We take out the mino and pretend that it's not there, and the me'eno mino beat it out. The Rosh Boa says we say the reverse, and according to us, we paskin min mino is batel barov, okay? And so therefore, you can you remove the eino mino and say that it works. Right, so that's what Rosh Boaz says. But lechora offhand, it's a little bit difficult. This whole concept of pretending that something's not there. Okay, how do you say saleikis mino kamishaino? What do you mean saleikis mino? Where should you have a tarovas? So we're going to pretend that part of the tarovas isn't there. What is make believe? The land of make believe. What are we doing? You pretend it's not there. It is there. So the answer is the whole svara the Rav said of saleikis mino kamishaino. That's because there is bittel based on another aspect of this tarovas. There is a halachic bittel that goes on based on the rest of the tarovas. Okay? And therefore, that bittel will work for this part of the tarovas also. Alright? In other words, that's got nothing to do with the tam and so on. It doesn't matter with it. The shach rejects the whole thing. What are you talking about? We look at it as one package. Is it seen as tam or not? That's the shach that she does so. That everything revolves around tam only because the whole concept of bittel is to get rid of the tam. So when the shach is correct, what do you mean salik? You remove something. Is there the seen as tam from this dover or is there not the seen as tam? That's the only question. So the shach is right, the shitoso. Because that's how the shach understands how bittel b'shishim works. But the Rosh Boa may hold like the other side, like the Ramah. That no, bittel b'shishim is its own entity, and therefore bittel b'shishim works on part of the Tarovus and work on the other part of the Tarovus also. That's how I've explained this machlokes. It's again, I think I told you we'd come up with that to Chakir a couple times, so now we've come across it. Okay, we'll stop over here.